I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Salt Lake Bees are back in action tonight after 612 days with no games. Businesses in the area say they're excited, and this summer's business could be better than pre-pandemic. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
Second, a 16-year-old boy has been charged with murdering a woman who confronted him about using a racial slur. Prosecutors say the teen fatally stabbed his neighbor in Murray after she told him not to use the N-word toward another neighbor. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, that didn't take long. We are now at emergency traffic. You can expect heavy delays. They're setting in due to the crash northbound I-15 at the construction split nearing Center Street in Clearfield. Then a crash on southbound I-15, 5600 South Roy, blocking a left lane in Weber County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Extra warm today, 84 in the sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Okay, we passed 84. It's 85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Two students and an adult were wounded when another student allegedly opened fire at a middle school in Jefferson County, Idaho.
We heard one gunshot, and then right after we heard another, and we heard multiple kids screaming.
That eighth grader and her classmates hid in their room with the lights off, the students in custody. An Army trainee at South Carolina's Fort Jackson is accused of hijacking an elementary school bus with 18 children on board. The kids and the driver are safe. President Biden talking up his infrastructure plan and the jobs it will create on a visit today to Louisiana.
These are jobs that can't be outsourced. Can't be outsourced. They just require something we've got in good supply here in Louisiana. Yeah. In Louisiana. Hard work, grit, and sweat.
The president says he's willing to work Republicans to get the bill passed. Florida's governor signing a bill that establishes a list of voting restrictions into law. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. KSL News Radio is 99 years old today. Or years young, depending on how you look at it. Our very first broadcast aired May 6th, 1922, from the Deseret News Building. KSL News Radio's news director, Mark Juke, put together this wonderful piece for our 85th birthday.
From a shack atop the Deseret News Building, it began on May 6th. Engineer H. Carter Wilson speaking the first words that may have sounded something like this.
Salt Lake City calling.
Among those present, LDS Apostle George Albert Smith, who would speak of the occasion in 1947.
I had the privilege of riding the first bicycle that came into Salt Lake City. I talked on the first telephone. I witnessed this magnificent city rise from the dusty streets. And 25 years ago, I participated in the initial broadcast.
KZN grew, ultimately changing its name to KSL, its frequency to 1160, and increasing its output to 50,000 watts.
KSL presents the Lamp of Melody.
Entertainment, civic, religious, and news programming filled the airwaves.
The Southeast Furniture Company welcomes you to the Jan Garber Show.
The hour strikes, and it's mystery time.
KSL, Salt Lake City. Your radio Thanksgiving treat will be a two-hour star-studded show.
Religious programming featured devotionals, speeches, and, of course, music and the spoken word. The Tabernacle Choir broadcast that is now the longest-running network program.
It's sports time.
Sports also became an integral part of KSL's offerings. From the Bonneville Salt Flats.
Cars coming over the horizon. A streak
of gray across the white field.
Two local arenas.
Them it is. Caught for the touchdown!
KSL has been a place for people to interact.
The Doug Wright Show.
Can we talk here?
You're not a well-liked guy.
I tire of that argument.
To find the route home.
You're northbound on the west side belt.
And above all, to get the latest news and information. From Paris in 1927.
Charles A. Lindbergh landed at Le Bourget Airport, Paris.
To Provo in 2007.
Radio, Vice President Dick Cheney speaks to students at BYU.
Whether it was World War or the War on Terror, news has been a KSL staple.
The results of the 1932 election now appear to be certain.
The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
The men will listen to a final counseling from Captain William S. Merwin, chaplain of the Fort Douglas.
The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see, Mrs. Kennedy thinks
it's one small step for man.
And he kept pointing his gun around the circle at him.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
A 14-year-old girl was kidnapped.
News, talk, and information. A local wireless source now for eight decades. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
A lot has changed over the last 99 years, but our dedication to you, our listeners, and the people of Utah is stronger than ever. Happy birthday, KSL. KSL News Time 3:49. We have an emergency traffic situation. The latest now with Ricky Meese.
Very, very rough driving in Weber and Davis County. A crash northbound I-15 near the construction split. Approaching Center Street in Clearfield, blocking a left lane of traffic. That is causing literally a parking lot all the way back to the Kaysville Pond. Some people are already trying to hop off of I-15 and take Highway 89. Is starting to fill in Fruit Heights and Kaysville. And these are literal stop-and-go delays. Then, southbound I-15, we have a crash at 5600 South and Roy. Again, in the construction, it's also blocking traffic. And that's causing delays back to 31st Street in Ogden. And then for drivers on Redwood Road, Salt Lake City PD saying that Redwood is going to be closed for several hours between 300 and 500 North, both directions. This is due to a nasty accident at North Star Drive. Steve?
We still have a cleanup of a nasty crash on the Redwood Road at 400 North, affecting traffic in both directions. That's blocking the southbound and northbound lanes. Another crash at northbound Redwood at 123rd South in Riverton. Meantime, southbound 15 rolling along. No issues from downtown Salt Lake all the way out to the point, to the mountain there. And then slowdowns down into Thanksgiving Point with a crash in the mix there in Lehigh. After that, good speeds all the way to Provo. Siegel Book has gifts for mom like Hear Him with insights and testimonies from gospel authors and stunning artwork from 200 artists. Save 20% now, $25.99 at Siegel Book. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Highs up to 84 today with a lot of sunshine, near 80 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies, but some showers Friday night. Partly cloudy most of Saturday and the high of 65, and it stays nice on Mother's Day, 64, with a mix of sun and clouds. More rain showers, possible storms Monday with a high of 63. Partly cloudy up to 69 Tuesday and 75 sunshine Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Okay, sorry, Grant, but we have reached 86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. One of our listeners just accused me of being from Arizona because I said 85 was pleasant. Well, first of all, I spend most of my time inside, so looking outside at 85, that's pretty good. But also, the temperature's going to drop about 20 degrees by Saturday, so you may want to enjoy the 80s right now.
This is our shot to protect ourselves, our friends, and our families. This is our shot to keep kids in schools and keep our loved ones out of hospitals. This is our shot to travel again, to reopen businesses, and to get our fans back in the stands. The COVID-19 vaccine is up to 95% effective in fighting this virus, ensuring that we won't have to battle life-threatening symptoms, experience loss of work, or be burdened by expensive medical bills. Our top state doctors agree. This is our shot to get rid of this disease, achieve herd immunity, and get back to normal. So, get vaccination updates, information, and register for your shot at thisisourshot.com. It's here, it's effective, and it's totally free. This is our shot. Let's take it.
Audience.
In.
Motion.
In today's business climate, your potential customer is anything but stationary.
From the web to the stream.
From broadcast to the mailbox.
When it comes to getting their attention,
your customers are literally moving targets.
Selling your product or services is easy.
So easy.
The hard part, finding your customer.
And that just became simple with Audience in Motion.
From finding your right target audience.
To measuring conversions to your bottom line.
Don't just arm your business.
Aim your business. With Audience in Motion.
And our state-of-the-art ad tech that can reach an entire nation.
A distinct region.
Or all the way down to a specific targeted household.
Audience in Motion provides you with live dashboards.
Transparent reporting.
And hands-on account management. At a price tailored to budgets of all sizes.
All sizes.
Learn how to really capture your clientele
at audienceinmotion.net.
Audienceinmotion.net.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling. From rent increases to increased orders to, I'm going to say it, unprecedented times. But don't bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Bounce forward with fast, reliable internet on the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses and gives you the flexibility to update your bandwidth in just a few clicks. Be fast. Be flexible. Be ready for what's next. And bounce forward with Comcast Business. Help your business to bounce forward with this amazing offer. Get a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at $64.90 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And ask how to add Comcast Business Security Edge. Call 1-800-501-6000 today to find out more. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra. And subject to change. Security Edge available when added to Comcast Business Internet for additional monthly charge. Call for details.
KSL News Time 3:55. We are watching Utah's money. A new report from the University of Utah Department of Economics shows Utah is ahead of neighboring Arizona in factors that affect working adults ages 18 to 64. The report shows that the Beehive State is ahead of Arizona in most key metrics of economic opportunity and standard of living as both states see increasingly diverse populations. Weekly jobless claims fall below 500,000, setting a new pandemic low for the fourth consecutive week. The fourth straight week of decline suggests that the labor market is healing, but has a long way to go. It's the best time ever to sell a used car, as long as you don't need to buy one. The used car market is booming, with list prices in the LA area reaching record levels in recent months due in part to production issues. On Wall Street today, the Dow jumped 318 points to 34,548. S&P added 34. The NASDAQ gained 50 points. Harvey Weinstein is suing one of his former defense attorneys. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
When Harvey Weinstein hired Jose Baez to defend him against sex assault charges here in New York, he hoped for the same outcome as Baez's other famous client, Casey Anthony, who was acquitted of murdering her daughter, Kaylee. Instead, the relationship soured, and now Weinstein is suing Baez to get back the $1 million in fees he paid. His lawsuit said Baez was regularly preoccupied with other matters, regularly unavailable to communicate, and not directly involved with the case. No immediate response from Baez, who withdrew from the case after 6 months. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
And this portion of our news sponsored by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for an incredible free offer.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.